Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
2-4 still going to be locking people down on that edge or what?
This would be the best year yet. I said it here today. Mark it down.
Throws that way. It's picked off by Jonathan Joseph.
I said it.
Across the 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll. The Texans go in front on the pick six.
Fred Davis, 34-year-old musician guy.
Yeah, I tell you what, God bless you.
Landry Locker.
Lopez talking with that bacon neck. Looks like breakfast is about to be served.
Oh, man.
And John Lopez.
Green, man. Dude. Right, Figgy?
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Sports Radio 610.
Kimbrel deals in the air, deep left field, hit well. Benintendi on the run. He's got it! And the Boston Red Sox are headed to the World Series.
Oh! Welcome in H-Town. Happy Friday, October 19th. In the year of our Lord, is it a sad day? Of course it's a sad, it's a bittersweet day. It's a bittersweet day, but before we get into why it's bitter, why we get into sweet, tell them what the episode is today.
It's episode 102, and we could go a lot of ways here.
We could go a lot of ways.
Dennis Rodman and Derek Jeter.
There you go. 102. There you go. I like where your head's at.
Sure, how you got? We really haven't discussed how the hell we're going to do this now.
Like, we do it like that. That's like a 102 is
numbers.
102 is Dennis Rodman and Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it. I like where your head's at. Yeah, we'll just go with that.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything 102 off the top of my head.
Who else is a good 10 and 2? Oh,
Gary Sheffield. We could go a little Gary Sheffield
Lionel
if you wanted.
Lionel Messi.
No. Come on, we don't do soccer here, buddy.
We can do Lionel Messi.
We do soccer here. You don't.
No, we can do soccer all day, every day. Not every day, but let's do. We do a little Lionel
Landry
Messi
with that old soul. I'd rather watch grass grow.
Who else is number two? Your boy, isn't Johnny Manziel number two?
Yes.
There you go. So
Johnny
Lionel
Football.
Messi, Johnny Football.
Mm-hmm. I didn't call any up today. I'm doing it off the top of my head, and that's always dangerous. I'm not as good at it as Landry is.
It's all right.
You did your thing.
The first two were Jeter and
Can we give a shout out to John's shirt today?
How about that?
Looking great.
Can we give a shout out? Go to watchintheloop.com. Do it now.
This,
and of course, Figgy will take a still of it and tweet it out.
This is chartreuse.
That is. You look like just one big mint.
Thank you.
You look like one big mint right now
because I'm refreshing.
What a day today! I don't know why. I'm
Hey, it's first
so
day of
good.
Football season.
It is officially football season. Mm-hmm. Your Houston Astros bow out of the 2018 Major League Baseball playoffs last night. They get beat by the Boston Red Sox 4-1. I had it right. I said that somebody would win in 5 games. I just had the wrong team.
Yep.
Holy mackerel. Who the hell thought that the Astros were going to get their ass kicked the way they did?
I don't think the Red Sox thought that. I really don't.
I think they might have thought that after they split. I'll tell you what, maybe they thought that after game 3.
They were
the better team after game 3. Like, they just did not let up after game 3.
And they were probably confident.
Well, that's right. That's what I mean, yeah.
After game 3, they're like, okay, we're going to win the next two now. I don't know about that.
Maybe not that. Yeah. Maybe not that. But again, they definitely were the more confident group. And again, I know a lot of people talked about it yesterday. And I kind of get that feeling after game 3 as well. That this team, the Red Sox, just struck me as they reminded me again, and we had some people call in yesterday and say the same thing. They reminded me of the Astros from last year.
They have that look.
Yes, they're hungry.
They have the look.
They're young. They don't know any better, and you know they've got guys at the thing about this series that really struck me was yes, their PT Pierce came to play for the most part, although JD Martinez wasn't exceptional throughout the entire series, although
he was clutch.
He got things going last night. Absolutely was, although he should have been out. That was definitely a check swing on how he didn't get the
It was a
He went all the way through.
Well, it hit the spot. I'm talking about before the home run. I mean, he hit the corner. I mean, that was a strike three call
yes.
right there. Yeah.
No, he should have been out. And one thing about the Astros, and again, were they on the bad end of some calls? No question. Mm-hmm. But were they enough to really offset the difference as to how they end up losing this series 4-1? I don't think so. This is AJ Hinch after the ball game yesterday, and of course, you know, listen, everybody's proud of what the Astros were able to do in spite of, you know, the injuries and all that. But this is AJ Hinch talking about how he felt about his team after the season.
We have a resilient group. We got a ton of heart. We have a selfless group that had their priorities in the right places, and that's what I told our team. I'm proud of our team.
Listen, they did have their heart in the right places. I mean, he would know better than I would, but I mean, it seemed like they certainly did. I didn't have any reason to think otherwise. But there were just a lot of different things that went down in this series, and you know, we can second guess a lot of what went down. But ultimately, and I know we're going to hear from Bregman here in just a second, but I'm a big believer in when you've got a tournament setting or a one and done atmosphere, the better team doesn't always win. Mm-hmm. All right, that's why they have upsets. However,
That's
why we love March Madness. That's why in the NFL, you know, sometimes all it takes is a team getting hot. You know, I would argue that, you know, back, was it 2011, mm-hmm. when the Patriots were undefeated, or was that 2007, whatever it was?
Right.
You
know, Giants win.
I think we all agree that the Patriots were, quote unquote, the better team, but mm-hmm. the Giants were the hotter team, and thus, you know, you saw what happened. Baseball, basketball, when you've got a 7-game series, to me, the better team wins, because it's hard to be lucky and pull off mm-hmm. 4 upsets in 7 games.
Yeah, and they punked you. I mean, let's make no mistake about it. We can get sympathetic, and we can sit here and say, you know, this team's been great. Thank you for the World Series. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the memories and stuff. But they got flat-out punked. You lost 3 games in a row at home. Yeah. You lost to David Price the first time he started a game in the postseason and won one, and you had your ace on the mound in Justin Verlander. Like, we can sit here and we can sugarcoat it, and we can say, oh, this team's so great, they're captivating. Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve, you're so tough, which, by the way, he is. Yeah. But they got their ass punked yesterday, and that there's no sugarcoating it. You lost 3 straight games at home. They popped champagne at your ballpark, and you got flat out punked by David Price.
I'm gonna give David Price credit. I thought he, you know, you can say, oh, you lost to David Price, and that it's a fluke, or yeah. like you choked or something. And I know you're not saying that.
No, he's a good pitcher.
He was
not
on,
in the postseason. He is not.
No,
he's not.
Season he hadn't been.
He is not.
No, but he was on last night when he started just banging that inside fastball.
That's when you knew
on the black, as they say. You know, right on the corner. I was like, okay, this is going to be
this series.
This is going to be tough.
We've all watched enough sports. We've all seen our teams, whether it's our team that loses, whether it's just you're watching a game. There's sometimes where you just the other team's the better team. Sometimes it's just not your night.
Yeah, and that's not confusing.
I just don't feel like that. They obviously look like the better team they were, but I wouldn't trade the Astros roster for the Red Sox roster. I'm sorry. I don't feel that way at all. I feel like they just wet the bed in a big situation. That's how I feel.
I don't agree with that.
What do you think they did there?
No, I would take the Astros roster moving forward. Absolutely. 100%. You would too, right?
Yeah, no question.
Okay, but the better team won this series.
Absolutely.
It was not fluky. It was not fan interference. It was not about bad calls. It was not about one strike to J.D. Martinez.
Yeah.
It was not about the better team won this series.
See, I think I agree. I agree that they played better. And I'm not going to sit here and say it was some sort of fluke. I just think the Astros didn't look ready for the situation. And it's really troubling as somebody who's watched this team do what they did last year, watched them overcome everything they came this year. I just don't think they were ready. You got a catcher that forgets how to catch the ball. You got Gerrit Cole shaking and overthrowing first base in game 2. You got Justin Verlander giving up 2 home runs in a clutch situation. And you got David Price for the first time in his career looking like a clutch starting pitcher in the playoffs. To me,
but somebody was forcing all that.
Yeah, they forced it, and they deserve credit for it. But I think the Astros, I don't think a lot of times when you lose, you can tip your cap to the other team and say, you know what, we left it out there. I don't think the Astros can sit here and say we left it all out there. I think they completely wet the bed.
I think you can. I disagree with
they
that.
They lost 4 games in a row to a team that we all agree is not as talented as them.
I said yesterday, where we made the mistake was we didn't, and you did, and that was one thing that you, and I'll give you props for that, John, because you said before, you know, when we made all our picks, is that, you know, and I think it was your fear, as a matter of fact, was, you know, are we overlooking the Red Sox? Because, listen, you don't win 108 games by accident.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, listen, to say that the Astros wet the bed against a team that won 108 games, here's the deal. You know what they kind of remind me of? Because, again, they don't have anybody. I mean, Mookie Betts is, quote-unquote, their best player, right? So they don't have that. They don't have a Bregman. They don't have a Correa, you know, when he's on. They don't have a Jose Altuve, you know? They don't really, I mean, you know, say what you want. Verlander really is a bigger name and bigger guy than any of their pitchers are.
For
right
sure.
Now,
no okay? doubt.
But here's the deal. This team reminds me of the Pistons back in 04, 05.
Okay.
All right? Where there's not one just huge superstar, but there's a lot of really good talent.
But Fred, when the Pistons, but this is the thing about that Pistons team. As great as that Pistons team was, you know why they won that series? Because Kobe and Shaq were playing grab butt with each other, and Kobe was refusing to throw it in the post, and the Lakers basically imploded. I think the Astros imploded. I think it can be both things. You can have a good team and you can have an implosion. I think that's a great comparison, but that's my whole point. I think the Astros did not play as good as they could have, and Boston did.
I think, Landry, you just saw the Astros get swept, in essence, after the first game, but yeah. lose a series in five, and you're still not respecting the opponent.
No, I respect what they did.
Landry, they have eight guys on their roster with double-digit home runs.
They're good. They're
they
a good
ball
club. They
have two guys with more than 33.
Lopez, they're a good ball club. I'm not disputing that they're not a good team, but what I'm saying is this Astros team is the defending world champions. This Astros team is way too good to lose four games in a row to anybody.
You know
I don't care who you put out there.
No.
Astros team should not lose four in a row in a playoff series to anybody, especially with how stuff was laid out for them.
And the Red Sox just showed them that they're not that good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then that's where we're at.
That's what I'm saying.
That's where you're at.
They won the World Series in 2017.
Right.
They got to the ALCS in 2018.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times over that entire 2 years the Astros have lost four games in a row? Because I looked it up this morning.
How many?
Four times.
Okay.
Four times in what? 380 games, 60
right.
games or whatever
yeah,
it
right.
is.
Yeah, yeah.
They've
Hell,
lost four games. So Boston came in here and said, you. Bitch slap.
Maybe I'm in denial. Yeah. Oh, there's no denying that. We agree on that. Maybe I'm in denial.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm giving the Astros too much credit. But the team that I've watched the last two seasons and the team that I thought that I knew that shouldn't have happened. Maybe I'm in denial. Mm-hmm. Maybe things are changing around here. But you know that was not the way that I envisioned this Astros team going out. Not by a long shot.
I don't think anybody did. I'm just saying they were it wasn't fluke. It was a better team.
All right.
And you talk about, you know, Benintendi is 23.
Yeah.
Rafael Devers is going to be a star. He's 21.
What's that dude fit? Yeah.
Mookie Betts is 25.
He's bad.
By the way, did you guys know he's a professional bowler?
He's good at everything. He's one of those weasels that can do anything.
He is.
He's that guy who you go to the bar with, and all of a sudden he's like throwing darts. And then all of a sudden you say, hey, you know what? You've beat me in darts. You beat me in pool. Let's play this arcade game, Tin Cup or whatever.
You.
And he's like. Getting hole
he's
in ones.
Three sanctioned 300 games
okay.
as a professional.
Nobody
player.
Likes to show off.
Okay? He's that guy. Mookie Betts. By the way, his parents.
If I went fishing with him, he'd probably kick my ass.
He seems like a great dude too. He seems like a great guy too.
Salt of the earth.
This
no
isn't.
About it.
That's the other thing that bugs me about this Red Sox
that's
team. I can't
like
hate them.
They're likable.
I can't
that's
hate them.
Like
I can't do it.
Red Sox teams in the past had kind of this quality about them. This is a very likable baseball team. Alex Cora, also again, just. Hats off to him. He did a tremendous job managing. We come back. I've got four suggestions as to why this team won, why the Red Sox beat the Astros in this series. And again, there's nothing scientific to it, but just something I thought about last night and this morning. Also, I got to give a huge shout out to my boy Jason Montgomery, huge Red Sox fan. This guy's been on the Red Sox. I mean, he's giving me a hard time about it the whole time. So, as a matter of fact, he was the first person to text me yesterday and say, you better give my Red Sox, put some respect on my Red Sox name last night after they won. So, shout out to my boy Jason Montgomery, diehard loophole as well. So, you guys know what time it is. Shout out to Cayman Cargo as well. All right. Huge Friday show as always. Football Friday. You guys know what the deal is. Here's what's going to go down today. Brian Jones from CBS. He's going to talk to us at 11 o'clock. All things college football. Huge slate of college football games going on this weekend. We've got our boy James Ahedebo in studio as well at 12 o'clock. We'll talk about this Houston Texan football team. And then, of course, we've got a think tank later on today. We've got Friday Future Tripping. Lots to get to. And then, of course, this huge matchup. And as Landry talked about this morning as we were doing the pre-show meeting, the Texans have as huge an opportunity now to seize the moment here, not just in the AFC South, but I'm talking about the city of Houston as a whole, considering that I'm not ready to buy into the Rockets just yet. That's going to take some time, but I think the Texans, the time is now. And as down as we might all be about the Houston Astros after, you know, getting handled these past few games by the Boston Red Sox, why the precedent they've set for the other professional teams in this town is ultimately a good thing, and why long term this might be the best thing that's happened to this city in a very long time. But when we come back, the Texans' opportunity to seize, will they take it? And I've got four reasons why, one of which I don't think any of you will like as to why this Astro team got beat so solidly. Lots to get to. Glad to have you on board. This is In the Loop on a Friday.
Win some, you lose some, but you live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.